Actually, from all appearances, this was a set of children who were close to one another. Apparently, the children were gathering at each other's homes, each one taking a turn in hosting their fellowship together. Psalm 133, verse 1. We do not know whether they were all saved, but that is not the point of this story. Yet Job, knowing his own heart, understood that even the holiest of men may, through weakness, fall into sin from time to time. He said, "Though my children gather together for a meal and fellowship, perhaps in doing these good things they have sinned. Maybe they have not sinned outwardly, but only in their hearts. Still, every sin is truly a sin, deserving of God's wrath and punishment." So Job sent for and sanctified his children. This does not mean that he tried to convert his children or infuse holiness into them. Parents cannot do that. But what exactly does Job 1 mean when it says he sanctified them? It means, 1. He set them apart. The word sanctified means both to be set apart from sin and to be consecrated for service. That's exactly what Job wanted for his children. Don't we all want this for our loved ones? Job wanted his children to live in dedication to God's service. He did not want any of his family members to miss out on God's blessings, so he made sure that all of his children were present when he offered sacrifices for sin. He wanted the entire family to witness the sacrifices being offered and the blood being shed. He wanted his children to meditate on their vile natures, the reality of sin, and their need for forgiveness. He wanted them to gaze on the Lord, who alone is worthy of worship. The first element in sanctifying our children is to set them apart by calling them to us that they might go with us to the worship of our God. 2. He exhorted them to prepare for the approaching sacrifice. Job is an ancient book, written before the time when Israel received the laws of God at Mount Sinai. Some say Job is the oldest book of the Bible. But regardless of when it was written, we see from the text that already during the time of Job, there were specific kinds of sacrifices and ceremonial cleansings. We do not know what ceremonial washings Job engaged in with his family. We do not know all the rules he followed. Clearly, however, Job wanted his children to be prepared for the sacrifices. Perhaps Job spoke to his children as Samuel spoke in 1 Samuel 16:5. "I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. John Calvin said of this verse, "The men of old had certain ceremonies which they used as helps for coming to the Lord Jesus Christ by reason of the rawness of the time. But in these days, the New Testament era, we ought to sigh over our sins and then take recourse directly unto the precious blood of God's Son, which was shed to wash us." We must exhort our children to fly to the Lord Jesus Christ for deliverance from sin. To fulfill our priestly office, we need to have priestly hearts that prompt us in our behavior and in our words to constantly teach our children to flee to the cross for deliverance from sin. 3. He instructed them in the way of gratitude. Sanctification also involves gratitude. Our obedience derives from an overwhelming sense of gratitude for what Christ has done for us. Through our priestly intercessions, our priestly heart, and our priestly example of living in the fear of God, our children may see that the Christian life is an all-encompassing lifestyle of gratitude. It is not something we do only on Sundays and ignore for the rest of the week, taking God, His service, and His blessings for granted. Christ has established a system of ethics and commands for His followers to observe as we live out our gratitude to Him. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20.